Y'all set?
I'm set. I'm standing.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the March 25th Select Board Meeting, and would you all join me? Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Russ.
Roll call, boy. Brian.
Pat.
Patrick. Thank you. And Sue is absent on vacay. And before we do, if the rest of the board doesn't mind, before we do the minutes and continue on, Boyd has something that he would like to.
First order of business and the most important order is to recognize Mr. Drake Byron here. He was the eighth grade. Come on up here, Drake, and stand up. Mr. Byron here won the eighth grade spelling contest. He's going to now represent the Moore School in the state finals.
Nice.
That's so awesome. We're here to recognize you for that accomplishment.
Yeah. Thank you.
And wish you well. And what were the two words that you managed to spell?
What was that?
What were those two words that you managed to spell that got you in first place? One of them was jugular.
Jugular.
What was the other one?
Do you remember? Was it attorney? I think it was attorney. Yeah, attorney.
That's right. It's not a memory.
Good job.
Attorney and jugular, they're related.
Jugular.
Well, anyhow, congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Good luck in the state finals.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm the grandfather.
Stand up.
So did he get it from you?
This guy wants the credit.
I guess you can take all those words.
Judge.
He was the judge. That's what he won.
All right, we get the minutes of March 11th. Public minutes.
Yeah, I move the minutes to be accepted as presented.
Did that one correction get straightened out, Linda?
It did.
Okay. I'll second that.
If you see any of the other questions or comments, all in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Okay, and then we got the next thing is to select chair and vice chair and the department.
Hey, you
want to
do the non-public minutes first? From March 11th?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Move the non-public minutes from March 11th to be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Those to be sealed, or are they good?
Boyd.
That was a question. Boyd, did those minutes need to be sealed, or are they all set?
No.
I guess so. I moved to seal those minutes, then. We have to do that right now.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
In the public one, yeah.
Okay.
That's a motion.
So we get two motions, one to approve the minutes and one to seal them.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor of the minutes?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And all in favor of sealing them?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. Good. Thank you. Good catch. I didn't see those. All right. Now we got chairman, vice chair, and department oversights.
You want a nomination?
Please.
I nominate Brian Brock to serve another year as chairman of this board.
I'll second that.
Was there any other nominations? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Vice chair?
I nominate Pat Boran for another term as vice chairman.
I'll second that.
All right. Any other nominations? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. All right. The departments. I know for a fact Sue said she wants hers to stay the same. If nobody has any problems with that.
Do we see any reason to not keep everything the same? Is there anything that anybody feels as though should be changed?
I'll make a motion to make the same appointees as last year.
That's good enough for me.
I'll second that.
Patrick, second it. Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
That makes it easy, Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Well, that was
Isn't
too
that
easy.
Button.
Yeah, there is that button. Easy button. All right, the other, might as well do the
appointments.
Yeah, the appointments.
Yeah, I have
email out there, so it kind of spells everything out there for you.
These are all appointments for our Conservation Commission.
Warren's going to fill out April's term.
Where are you?
2026.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, this is the list right here, Andrew?
Yep. Yeah, this is Judy's email. It kind of spells it all out.
Okay.
What everyone wants in the shuffle.
Oh, I should.
Anyway, this is to me from Judy Lindsay, the chair of the Conservation. She says she would like to recommend the appointment to Ron Levier. Is that how you say it?
Levedue.
Yeah.
Linda can say it.
To fulfill the remaining term of April Holmes, who wishes to step down as a regular member and become an alternate. This term would now expire in 2026. April Holmes would have her term as alternate continue for 3 years, ending in 2027.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Ron Labrador. Do we need the motion for that, or
are we gonna do the
is
whole
it just thing? The recommendation that needs to be done?
Yeah, we could just accept the recommendation from the Conservation.
Definitely. Make a motion to accept that recommendation for Ron.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. We also would like to recommend reappointing these members for three-year terms. Ryan Young, 2027, Carol Howe, 2027, and Leon Austin, 2027.
I move we accept that recommendation.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Yeah.
Good. And Dick Snow will continue as an alternate for 3 years, term ending 2027.
I move we appoint Mr. Snow as an alternate for 3 years.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Thank you. These are all the... I know. All right, and we are waiting for the chief.
We are. He's trying to get in touch with.
Yeah, he had to go to take care of business. Yeah. Was there anything else?
No.
Old business, other business.
Yeah. So,
you did.
We on old business now.
Yeah, anything you want.
What's the point on the police station? You got a 3/5 majority.
We got to wait and meet.
Wait and meet?
Meet. We're meeting.
Okay.
I'm not going to make any recommendation on just my word.
Have we considered, the people I talked to that were opposed to it, were opposed because we hadn't considered any of the alternatives.
Well, we did in the beginning, and the committee said no.
The committee said no.
Right, correct.
And brought this forward to the town. What
yeah.
Brought.
That was a vote way back. 2 years ago or more.
More.
More than 2 years ago.
Well, one idea that came up that was sounded pretty appealing, and I wish the committee would consider, was for this board to appoint a delegation to meet with the Candia School District to determine if that Moore School building, that brick building right across the street from the fire hall, is being fully utilized. And if it's not...
Well, the issue there is the PD has an issue with being that close to the school.
Well, they have a resource officer in the school when it's open.
That's different, though. That's a resource officer.
Is that an issue that should stop that? Any further consideration?
I don't know. That was just the comment that we got back to the chief that they wasn't comfortable with that.
Certain,
well, but listen.
There's certain things that will prevent certain people from being that close to a school system.
Correct.
A big pardon now?
There's some people that are on a list that they can't be that close to a school.
I see.
That would need to go to the police department. I would find that to be a conflict of interest.
But okay, so if we bought that, if we could use that building, we could move the municipal offices out of here into that building and give the police up. The police, make this the police station. And that way you're far enough away from that school that these perverts or whoever they are can.
I guess I could have just come right out and said
it. You get the point.
No, yes.
Well, I mean,
let's just stop dancing around here.
You can't get close to a school. Where are you?
Exactly. Okay, we're there.
And so you got the police station here. They got plenty of room. You could probably put some other town function here. And then you got enough room over there for the rest of the town offices. You got a big meeting room upstairs. Yeah, or downstairs. And you know what? And it keeps everything in this core of Candy, right across from the police station. There's plenty of parking there. We got the school has a little piece of land there to use for a butterfly garden. You could pave that over and park some cars there. It's a viable option. And it's a beautiful building. It just looks like a town office. And this would be give that police the police enough room here. They could make this work. Yeah.
Well, we can
bring
that up.
We can discuss that. Definitely.
We can discuss that. But like I say, I can't comment because we're not meeting until April 2nd. I think it is.
But you know, I appointed a delegation from the safety committee and from the board of selectmen to meet with the school board and just hear what they have to say. If they can, and you know what. If we're committed to a $3 million debt for this project, you could put a $3 million addition on that school and take the kids out of that brick building and put them in a newer classroom.
There's no place on that property to build onto the school. It's all filled up from the last. No, what I'm saying is, you know, that's.
Well, we can't right. Decide that tonight, but yeah, we can bring that up at the committee.
But I wish the board would explore that.
Yeah.
And at least have an answer for somebody.
Brian?
Yeah.
Mark Chelbeck said there's already organizations and different things going on in that part.
Well, it's all filled with classrooms,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, we can bring that up at the
all
meeting.
Right. Sure. But ultimately, that decision is going to be made by this board, not by the safety committee, because we're the ones.
I understand it.
Okay.
It's just a recommendation that'll be coming from the board. That's
right.
All I'm waiting to
so
get.
So I think the recommendation from this board to the safety committee is to support that kind of investigation.
To explore other options.
Yeah. Just here.
That's about it. I mean, it was pretty clear when the land was purchased and what the land was purchased for. I
right.
Mean, that vote was pretty clear as to what was what. So
that's right.
The communication of everything from that point on, I think, is where the failure was.
Yeah. Well, you hate to go back to the voters next year with the same proposal.
Well,
who knows what's
going to
happen?
Is. I mean,
we don't know what's
going to
happen.
It's not going to be able to be the same proposal because the price tag is going up.
Going up. It'll go up by 10%.
Right.
Construction costs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we certainly can do that, boy. Okay? Is
sure.
that all you had?
That's great.
Okay. Exploration of other options, that's all.
And did you have anything else for us? Patrick,
so.
Anything?
I got
no. Russ?
No.
Okay. Then you want to adjourn the public and we'll reconvene when the chief shows up for a non-public?
Sure. sure these people would like to go.
Yeah. You got dinner on the stove? Do you? Pot roast, maybe?
15-minute meeting.
I have a motion then.
I move to adjourn.
The public meeting?
Public meeting.
Get a second?
Thank you for coming.
Good luck at the next level.
Good luck.
Good luck, everybody.
Get a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor of adjourning the public meeting?
Russ.
See you guys.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah, in favor.
Yes, Brian?
Pat.